You're listening to Valley Edition. It's fall, and that means the Valley's performing arts organizations are gearing up for their new seasons. Last week, we told you about the Fresno Philharmonic. This week, we turn our attention a bit further south to Kern County. There, conductor Stylian Kirov is set to begin his second full season leading the Bakersfield Symphony. And what a season it is, with acclaimed guest artists like Eunice Kim and Tomoki Sakata, and acclaimed pieces like Brahms' Violin Concerto, Stravinsky's The Firebird, and Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. It all begins on Saturday with a concert titled From Paris to the Countryside, featuring music by Ravel, Prokofiev, and Bartok. Stylian Kirov joins us now on Valley Public Radio. Stylian, welcome.
Thank you so much. Wonderful to be with you, and I'm very much looking forward to an exciting season here in Bakersfield.
Before we get started in looking at the concerts that are coming up starting this Saturday, I want to take a look back to last year and last season's concerts. This was your first full season in Bakersfield. Looking at it now, what stands out the most from your experience there?
Yes, we had a wonderful, wonderful first season. And we doubled the number of concerts that the orchestra was doing in previous years, which I think was extremely exciting. These weren't only classical concerts, but we also tried to really expand our programming in outreaching to the community, to different parts of the community, and also create programs that are extremely exciting and yet accessible outside of the concert hall. So this was a big undertaking and was extremely successful in order to set a new course for the orchestra to develop and grow further. We did some really, really exciting programs from pure musical perspective. And it was a really, really rewarding season in many different ways. We revived a new tradition of having a Christmas concert. We did a movie concert, a tribute to John Williams, that was extremely successful too. We also did a concert at the brewery here in Bakersfield. Music and alcohol very often go well together. This was a really fun concert and opportunity for the community to experience the symphony in an informal setting. And really embrace the music in its pure form. So I can say that first season was extremely successful. We had 67% increase in ticket sales from 3 years ago. Concert attendance grew enormously, and we developed a program called BSO Next, which allows also young people to come to our concerts and at no cost for them, this was possible through very generous donations from corporations and individuals here in the city, as well as our YPCs, our young people's concert, were also really revitalized with exciting programming, which we continue, of course, this season as well. And in general, it was a great first season. It was a great opportunity for me to get to know the community, to get to know the orchestra, and for us to grow together.
And you have a lot of things coming up, not just the season of traditional concerts, but also a young person's concert coming up October 7th, and then the Sounds from Mexico event. I want to ask you about that. But let's start by looking at the season of traditional concerts that you have coming up. When it comes to programming a season, how do you go about that? Do you start with the biggest, most famous pieces and then try to find what will work well with them, lesser known pieces that'll complement those? Or do you go about it in reverse? How do you approach coming up with an overall season's program?
Sure. Well, it's almost like cooking a meal. You have to find the right programming for the right orchestra and the right community, and the right programming for the community as well. I think this is very important. Some programs that will work here would not work at other place, and vice versa. So I believe for us here in Bakersfield, the diversity is a key word, because we would like for more and more people to feel welcome at the concert hall. So when it comes to a season concert, I want to look at a season that embraces different eras, musical eras, but also different demographics in terms of the composers, where the composers are from. And I think that has been successful in the first season, and this season we obviously continue to expand the programming. Now, I also always look for the right balance between the big masterpieces, as you said, and also pieces that are extremely compelling and yet not so well known. So in every concert, although we don't necessarily embrace only new music, we try to include a piece that is probably a little bit less known but will create an opportunity for the audience for discovery. And I think this element should be always present in programming. So in the first concert, actually, we will perform. It's a very, very challenging program for the orchestra, extremely rewarding, and I'm sure it will be very rewarding for the audience as well. We have Ravel's famous La Valse, a choreographic poem, as the composer called it. We have Prokofiev's third piano concerto, and then we have Bartok's concerto for orchestra. Now, obviously, it is clear that these pieces, as part of the standard repertoire that they already are, might still be undiscovered lands for many of our patrons. So that's what I'm doing, is a little presentation on Bartok before we play the piece, so that the listeners can have certain directions, certain points to which in which they can embrace the phrase and the structure of the whole piece. So I think that this can be a challenging piece to embrace, especially if you don't know it and hear it for the first time, but yet it can be extremely exciting. So this is what our upcoming concert on October 8th is going to be. In November, we play a piece by Ligeti, a Romanian concerto that is also not so well known, but is extremely fun. There is a lot of improvisational moments within the concerto that everything is written in the score, obviously. It's not written that instruments should improvise it, yet you get this feeling of Romanian gypsy music very often, especially in the last movement with the solo violin. So this is paired with the Firebird and another Ravel's piece, My Mother Goose Suite. So this is just to give an example that we look for diversity and we look for discovery. And of course, we also look for opportunity to perform the biggest and well-known masterpieces of the past as well.
And you'll certainly get to some of those later in the season. February 4th, just in time for Valentine's Day, a great concert featuring the Sibelius Violin Concerto with a Eunice Kim soloist, and then Robert Schumann Symphony No. 2. Again, a counterpoint to some of the earlier selections, a different approach, but a very rewarding concert. Right. Tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, this concert was probably built a little bit around Sibelius Violin Concerto. But if you listen to Schumann's symphony as well, this is a piece that is extremely intimate, yet with very exciting finale. But the third movement is so beautiful and so lyrical that I think it really falls into this theme of the St. Valentine's Day, which I think for many people in our community will be an opportunity to go and explore this truly outstanding music and bring a special person with them. And every concert, we try to create an event, not just the concert, but everything that surrounds the concert. I always like to go in the lobby after the concert and just have a good time with our patrons, share the joy of what we have just experienced in the concert hall. And we also have a partnership with local restaurants where our patrons can get 15% discount on concert night if they're coming to the concert. So we're really trying to create an exciting event that people will remember and that people will enjoy and share with the people they love.
If you just joined us on Valley Public Radio today, our guest is Stylian Kirov, the musical director of the Bakersfield Symphony. It begins its season on Saturday at the Rabobank Theater. Moving on to March in 2017, Mozart in the Jungle, a number of pieces by Mozart there, three divertimenti, the Horn Concerto No. 4, but then a symphony by Franz Schubert. Tell me about pairing Schubert and the Mozart works there.
Yes. Well, as probably many of our listeners know, Schubert really adored Mozart to an extent that he basically dedicated a symphony or paid homage of Mozart with this fifth symphony. It's very much in the classical style, but with the romantic language that Schubert uses. So actually, there was this quote, I believe, from a letter where he said, Mozart, immortal Mozart. And he really admired Mozart's music and was very much influenced by it. The first part of the program and the title, well, Mozart in the Jungle obviously is a very famous TV show now that is extremely entertaining, actually. But I think it also derives from the fact that Mozart was people's composer. You know, he always liked to joke. He had a great sense of humor. He really liked writing music for the people and sharing his ideas, his humor through his music. So even in the Horn Concertos, he wrote actually, these pieces were very often performed as part of reading get-togethers, let's put it this way. So very often they were performed for the first time. The player would perform them for the first time when the music is put right in front of him, in front of the audience. And these were parties, actually. They were getting together and just exploring new pieces that have just been written. So Mozart put these little marks in the horn part, where he was joking with the horn player when he would write a very long passage and there was no place to take a breath. He would write, "Hang on, you can do it," you know, like encouraging encouraging notes. And then at some point, I think he wrote something like, "Are you alive? Are you still alive?" You know, on the on the score. So I think that that's really a great celebration of music and how. You know, how Mozart presented his pieces. He wanted people to have fun with his music as well. And actually, well, I will tell a little secret. We're planning on a little fun encore with the soloist for this concert, with whom I also studied at Juilliard back in the time. But in order to find out what this encore is, you will have to come to the concert.
Very good incentive for our listeners to get their season tickets. Moving on to the April 8th concert, we talked about pairing a well-known work with a lesser-known work. You aren't doing that on April 8th. Two all-time classics with Brahms' Violin Concerto and then Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony. Why pair those two together in that way?
Yeah, well, I think there is a lot of common points in this concerto, actually in the concerto and the symphony. First of all, the symphony is extremely tragic symphony for Tchaikovsky. Actually, he was planning to kill himself at the end of the symphony. This is what speculations are, but he didn't. And it is a piece that is extremely intimate. Yes, really some of the most beautiful music that you have ever heard. And then there is a lot of drama in the concerto as well. So there is we will go a little bit into pop culture, in the movie culture. The concerto's third movement was used in the movie Don't Cry for Me in Argentina, I think. So there is a little bit of drama there. But both pieces are really masterpieces of the symphonic repertoire. And I think that maybe once a season we can afford to have a concert with all crowd pleasers in it. So it is true. This concert is, you have two pieces that are really, really wonderful all-time favorites to everybody.
And then speaking of all-time favorites, you close the season with Beethoven's Ninth Symphony with the Bakersfield Master Chorale joining you on stage. And then pair it with music by Vaughan Williams. Not the thing I would immediately think of pairing with Beethoven, but tell us why you think that would work.
Yes, I think it's important to know that the theme for this concert is about poetry and music. And The Lark Ascending is also a very, very famous poem that that inspired Vaughan Williams to write this piece. And of course, the famous Schiller poem "Ode to Joy" inspired Beethoven to write Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. These are two very different pieces, obviously, and yet they are unified by this theme of words and music, poetry and music. And I think that's a very interesting mixture and concept, because in all times, probably every single era, there was this connection and fusion between arts. And I think it's something to celebrate. Plus, it really creates a program that I think will be extremely exciting.
We're quickly running out of time here today with Stylian Karov, the conductor of the Bakersfield Symphony Orchestra, with us today. But I want to, before we go, talk about one of those other concerts, the Pops concerts, the special concerts that you're doing that you started last year. In this case, the Sounds from Mexico event with Mariachi San Marcos coming up October 15th at the Fox Theater. From your perspective as a conductor, is it more challenging to do something like that? That's sort of out of the box traditionally than it is some of the more challenging pieces you have on the traditional concert repertoire this year, say the Bartok. How does it work for you as the conductor working with a group like Mariachi San Marcos? It has to be fun, I'm sure.
Oh, it will be really exciting. Actually, I really believe also in fusion. We spoke about fusion of different styles and different types of music. I think I was fortunate in my career to do a lot of this type of concerts, but never with a mariachi band. So it will be a first for me. I don't think technically it will be harder, but obviously the way of music making is contact and relationship between the mariachi band and the orchestra is something that will be new, I think, to the whole orchestra and maybe to the mariachi band as well. So it will be a great fusion of arts, and we have a very interesting mixed program, and obviously the central part of the program is the mariachi band, and yet the orchestra is featured in a very, very exciting way. So we are gonna have a really great night and have a lot of fun together.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Of course, there's also the Holidays concert on December 17th at the Fox and other things as well. We're out of time, though. So, Stylian, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and remind listeners that information on all of that's available online at bsonow.org. Stylian Karov, the musical director and conductor of the Bakersfield Symphony, joining us today. Best of luck in this new season. And again, congratulations on your second year with the symphony.
Thank you so much. Thank you.